115 za muziku.
Dobroveče, poštovani slušaoci, ja sam Gorica Pilipović. U emisiji 115 za muziku, koja je skraćena zbog direktnog prenosa otvaranja Beogradskog sajma knjiga, možete slušati oratorijum Kralj Edip Igora Stravinskog. Stravinski je bio inspirisan da komponuje jedno opsežno muzičko-dramsko delo čitajući biografiju Franje Asiškog, ali se na kraju opredelio za Sofoklovu tragediju. Želeo sam univerzalnu fabulu, ili u najmanju ruku tako dobro poznatu da ne bih morao do tančina da razrađujem njeno tumačenje. Hteo sam da dramu kao dramu ostavim u pozadini, a sebi da pružim mogućnost koncentrisanja na čisto muzičku dramatizaciju. Razmišljajući o temi, pomišljao sam na razne grčke mitove, a onda sam odjednom, gotovo automatski, došao do drame koju sam u mladosti najviše i voleo. Za libreto Stravinski se obratio Žanu Koktovu, pošto se divio njegovoj Antigoni, a Koktov francuski tekst na latinski je preveo Jean Danielu. Ni izbor jezika nije nikako slučajan, naprotiv, on je sastavni, ako ne i suštinski deo autorskog koncepta Stravinskog. On koji je smatrao da muzika ništa ne izražava, želeo je da zaledi dramu u muziku, da upotrebi jezik koji nije mrtav, već okamenjen i monumentalan, te na taj način nije u opasnosti ni od kakve vulgarizacije. Drugim rečima, trebalo je tekst sa svetovnog prevesti na sveti jezik, što bi predstavljalo prvu distancu u odnosu na ličnu dramu pojedinca. Druga je postojanje naratora koji objašnjava dramu na jeziku publike, približavajući joj tako sve ono što se događa u tom fatalnom razvoju, ali istovremeno ukazujući na prizore kao na žive slike. U središtu drame je dakle duboko ljudska Edipova tragedija. Zahvaljujući živopisnoj upotrebi tonalne simbolike, snažnoj tematskoj rekapitulaciji u trenutku klimaksa, te majstorskoj razradi Edipovog muzičkog idioma koji se podvrgava transformaciji do stepena deformacije, ovaj scenski oratorijum Stravinskog prevazilazi sve emotivne kočnice i dospeva do katarze. Slušamo oratorijum Kralja Edip Igora Stravinskog u tumačenju koje su ostvarili Alan Clayton kao Edip, Hilary Summers kao Jokasta, Juha Usitalo kao Kreon, Brindley Sheret kao Tiresija i Rory Kinnear kao narator, uz ostale soliste i hor i orkestar BBC-a kojima diriguje Sakari Oramo.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear a Latin version of King Oedipus. This version is an opera oratorio based on the tragedy by Sophocles, but preserving only a certain monumental aspect of its various scenes. So, wishing to spare your ears and your memories, I shall recall the story as we go along. Now our drama begins. Thebes is prostrate. After the Sphinx, a plague breaks out. The chorus implores Oedipus to save his city. Oedipus has vanquished the Sphinx. He promises.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oedipus questions that fountain of truth, Tiresias the seer. Tiresias will not answer. He already realizes that Oedipus is a plaything of the heartless gods. This silence angers Oedipus, who accuses Creon of desiring the throne for himself and Tiresias of being his accomplice. Revolted by the injustice of this attitude, Tiresias decides. The fountain speaks. This is the oracle. The assassin of the king is a king!
possum, dicere non licet, dicere ne fastum, Oedipus non possum, dicere ne cogas, pare pare ne licam, clarissime Oedipus, tacere fas.
Taci furnitas, tacusat. Tu perremptor, tu perremptor.
Thank you. qualunt regem deride, vestrum regem deride, clarum edipodem vestrum regem.
The dispute of the princes attracts Jocasta. You will hear her calm them, shame them for raising their voices in a stricken city. She proves that oracles lie. For example, an oracle predicted that Laius would perish by the hand of a son of hers, whereas Laius was murdered by thieves at the crossing of three roads from Daulis and Delphi. Three roads. Trivium, crossroads. Mark well those words. They horrify Oedipus. He remembers how, arriving from Corinth before encountering the Sphinx, he killed an old man where three roads meet. If Laius of Thebes were that man, what then? Oedipus cannot return to Corinth, having been threatened by the oracle with a double crime, killing his father and marrying his mother. He is afraid.
Thank you. oracula, oracula, mentite funtura caro. Oracula, oracula, mentite funtura caro. Oracula, oracula, mentita sunt oracula, mentita sunt oracula, qui rex, qui rex interfigendus est, qui rex interfigendus est, natum meum, natum meum, ager rex, peremptus est, laius in trivio mortuus, laius in trivio
Yeah.
Of the murder steps from the shadows. A messenger, announcing that King Polybus of Corinth is dead, reveals to Oedipus that he is only an adopted son of the king. Jocasta understands. She tries to draw Oedipus back, in vain. She flees. Oedipus supposes that she is ashamed of being the wife of an upstart. Oh, this lofty, all-discerning Oedipus. He is in the snare. He alone does not know it. And then the truth strikes him. He falls. He falls headlong.
Parfolum et ipoda, ad arum pedes, parfolum. concubi cui ne fastum est, cecidi quem ne fastum est. Lux
And now you will hear that famous monologue, "The Divine Jocasta is Dead," a monologue in which the messenger describes Jocasta's doom. He can scarcely open his mouth. The chorus takes his part and helps him to tell how the queen has hanged herself and how Oedipus has pierced his eyeballs with her golden pin. Then comes the epilogue. The king is caught. He would show himself to all as a filthy beast, an incestuous monster, a father killer, a fool. His people drive him gently, very gently, away. Farewell. Farewell, poor Oedipus. Farewell, Oedipus. We loved you.
Thank you.
Poštovani slušaoci, u večerašnjem skraćenom izdanju emisije 115 za muziku slušali ste oratorijum Kralj Edip Igora Stravinskog. Edipa je tumačio Alan Clayton, Jokastu Hilary Summers, Kreona Juha Usitalo, Tiresiju Brindley Sheret, a narator je bio Rory Kinnear. Horom i orkestrom BBC-a dirigovao je Sakari Oremo, a emisiju su pripremili Nenad Đorđević i Gorica Pilipović.